It won't be much further until you reach the cave. But I must congratulate you again. To have been the one chosen as this year's sacrifice, truly, it is a great honor that you should be proud of. And so it is tradition, as the village leader, to escort you to the sacrifice cave. But I must say, you look awfully downtrodden. Why is that? Given how much of an honor it is to be selected, even if it is by random, you should be overjoyed to have been chosen. Ah, I see you're afraid. Well, I suppose that is natural to be afraid, but you really needn't be. I've lost count of how many nights I've spent lying awake, wishing I had been born a man. Just think, I could have had the chance to be in the position you're in right now. But we each have our own roles to play in this, don't we? As you know, the former village leader was my father, and when he was given the honor of being chosen as a sacrifice, the task then fell to me to lead the village. But look at you. You do look the part, adorned with the shells of the sea, devoid of any clothes or possessions from the surface. You'll have no need for them when the goddess takes you into her watery domain. What will happen when she takes you? Well, no one really knows, but does it matter? No sacrifice that has been taken has ever been seen again. The only thing that ever remains of them has been their sacrificial adornment, the same as you're wearing. So we can only assume that the sacrifices are simply taken by her. Perhaps they serve as nourishment for the goddess so that she can continue living on. Perhaps you'll be taken as her mate. Either way, it doesn't really matter. This yearly sacrifice, this offering of yourself, is done purely for the benefit of the goddess. But in so doing, she graces us with the bountiful harvest of the sea so that our fishermen may feed their family and keep our village prosperous. So if it is the thought of what the goddess may do to you that frightens you, just think of that. Know that whatever happens to you, your village, friends, and family will all continue to prosper, and your name will be immortalized on the stone at the village center, just as all other sacrifices before you. Ah, and here we are, the entrance to the sea cave. This is as far as I can go. Only sacrifices may enter the cave on this night. As I'm sure you're well aware, in a very short time, the tide will rise and cover the opening. There's a raised embankment of sand at the very back of the cave, and that is where you will sit and wait. Once the tide has reached its highest, the goddess will enter, you will offer yourself to her, and the sacrifice will be complete. Here, take this torch to light the way, but extinguish it before the tides rise. The goddess of the deep does not like light, and it would be a great insult to have a torch burning when she arrives. You won't be able to see her coming if it's lit. I should also add that there will be watchers posted on the cliffs outside. If you try to escape, you will be caught. And I don't need to tell you what happens to sacrifices who would seek to deny the goddess. Those who seek to deny the goddess are considered dire enemies of the village. Now then, I know you're afraid, but no more stalling. The tide is already rising, so you best be on your way. Good luck, and the great goddess of the deep grant you favor in the afterlife.
Sacrifice. Would you mind extinguishing that torch? It's awfully bright, and I'm fairly certain you were supposed to have it extinguished already. It's so bright, I can't actually see you very well. I see you're afraid. Well, that comes as no surprise. I can only imagine what the villagers told you would happen once you met me. That's why you're huddled on the last bit of dry land there is. That's why you don't want to extinguish your torch. Isn't it sacrifice? What did the villagers say would happen to you once the time of sacrifice came? They adorned you with the shells of the sea and... that you would be my nourishment. In other words, to be eaten or to be taken as mate. And what do you believe? Sacrifice. Well, the fact that you haven't extinguished your torch answers that. Perhaps you believe that the moment you extinguish your torch, extinguish the last remnant of the surface world you have in your possession, that it would spell the end of your time in the surface world. That the moment that light goes out, I have my way with you. Perhaps I crawl onto land and embrace you in passionate lovemaking, taking your seed deep within me, so that I will go on to bear children, and then drag you into the depths of the water to serve as my nourishment. Or perhaps live out the rest of your days as my husband, deep within the ocean. There are many possibilities that those of your village believe, it seems. The only certainty is that death is certain if you try to escape and absolve yourself of your duties as sacrifice. But what if I told you that your village had it all wrong? That in truth, your life as a sacrifice could only mean the beginning of a new life. A life away from the cruel and fanatical views of your village. If you'd like, I could tell you all the secrets that your village doesn't know. Tell you all the secrets that every sacrifice before you have learned, before going on to their new lives as well. All you have to do is trust me and put out that light. I assure you, if it's the dark you fear, then you need it. There will be plenty of light without your surface flames. I can only imagine your apprehension in such a request, given what your villagers have told you. If it's any consolation, though I cannot see you, if I had wanted to, I could have easily pulled you into the water from the very beginning. I didn't have to announce my presence at all. But I didn't, because I believe you, just as every sacrifice before you deserves to have a choice. A choice of life, or a choice of life. But first, you must make the choice to extinguish that light, so that I may reveal my own. I'm so honored that you're willing to trust me. Now we can speak frankly, and my luminance will work. Can you see me okay? How's my light? It's not too bright, is it? What happened to my voice? Oh, yeah, that whole mystical tone was just an act. Now that you've extinguished that light, I can just be honest with you. I hope you don't find me too scary. I know that I might look somewhat frightening with my glowing eyes, but they just help me see better in the dark. And I know my teeth are rather pointy, but that's just the way they are for all of my kind. I tried to make myself look as cute as I could in anticipation of this night. This is like the biggest day of my life, after all. And I wanted to leave a great impression. All my sisters and mother are rooting for me. Oh, right. You must be quite confused. Well, first of all, Mr. Sacrifice, it's an honor to finally meet you. Though, really, the moment you decided to try trusting me, you stopped being a sacrifice. As far as your village is concerned, the sacrifice is complete. And now your life can go on in any direction you want. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, and you still look very confused. Which comes as no surprise, as your superstitious village has a lot of stuff confused. Though I am indeed an angler mermaid, I'm certainly no goddess. There never was one. In truth, I'm just a normal girl. Or at least I think I am. Anyways, I come from an entire deep sea village of angler mermaids. But I guess I should still add that I am most definitely not going to eat you. There's plenty of yummy stuff in the sea to eat already. And besides, do you have any idea how rare an opportunity like this is? For one of my kind to get this close to a strappingly handsome human man like yourself? Why on earth would we want to eat you? Ah, speaking of we, there's actually a lot of us. Your village makes it a point to send a man to this cave to be sacrificed, and my village makes it a tradition to send one lucky and very single mermaid to meet him. And this year, I was lucky enough to have that mermaid be me. But, oh right, your choices. My mistake. Hey, before we do that though, do you mind if I get on land and sit next to you? Being on land is something I almost never get to do, and yes, you truly do have my word that I will not eat you. You really don't need to worry about that, really. I don't want to eat you or hurt you in any way. Quite the opposite, actually. I may, thank you. Jeez, how can you landwalkers get around so easily? I feel so heavy on land. I was certain I hadn't been overeating, but perhaps I have. Anyways, it's nice to be on an equal sitting with you. Okay, now on to the subject of your choices. Sorry, I'm just a bit nervous. Gosh, it seems like no matter how many times you rehearse something like this, it all just goes away when the time actually comes. So, basically it's like this. Every sacrifice that has come before you was met by a different angler mermaid, and once they extinguish their flame, we present them with two choices. Returning to your village is obviously not an option. Even if they don't kill you, having you return would dispel the legend of the sacrifice. And in truth, my village needs the sacrifices your village sends, because one of the options I want to present to you is the option to, well, become my mate. Don't look at me like that, I'm serious. There are no males born among my kind, we're all female. And the only males in the village are sacrifices who chose to become mates. Your village is our lifeline, essentially, to ensure that our village continues. The sacrifice can choose to become a mate, and if they do, if you choose to, then, well, we would mate right here to commemorate it. And then you would come with me, live under the sea in my village. I know magic that would allow you to breathe underwater. And in time, your hands and feet would become webbed to allow you to swim with more ease. And if you refuse, then by the laws of my village, I would be required to help relocate you to a different part of the world. Somewhere far away from this village where you could start a new life. You'd never be able to see your friends and family again, but it would be better than death, I think. So, you see, it's your village that poses the only real threat of death. If you refuse me, you have my word, no harm shall come to you. What will happen to me if you refuse? Well, every mermaid from the village is only given one chance. So if you refuse, then I would relocate you, and the next mermaid of my village would be selected to meet with the next sacrifice of your village. I, on the other hand, could not be selected twice, and would most likely remain husbandless and single for life. But please, don't let that make you feel guilty. I'm not trying to shame you or anything of the sort. The laws of my village say that if the human male decides to come with us, they have to do so entirely of their own will. So it would break that law if I tried to guilt or coerce you. Though, I am telling the truth when I say that almost every male before you has chosen to become a mate and live their lives in the village. The ocean is a truly wonderful place, with sights you wouldn't believe. And our village really isn't that far down. It does get quite dark at night, but we have plenty of lights down there that have the same luminescence that my fins do. And during the day, quite a lot of light can reach the village from the surface, so we don't live in complete darkness. You would have plenty of your own kind there to speak to also. And if you've had any friends taken before you as sacrifices, I'm sure they would be there as well. I suppose the only downside to all this is that you have to make your choice tonight. I know, it's an incredibly large choice to make. But, if you decide to come with me, I can promise that your life will be a happy one. I'll be the best wife I can possibly be, and I know how to cook plenty well too, and there would be so much I can show you in the sea. And I'll, of course, bear as many children as you like. Mermaid children are absolutely adorable, and those who do choose to become husbands truly do seem happy as families. On the other hand, I know nothing of the surface world, but we do sometimes get bottles from the surface, messages from those who chose to relocate, and most of them say they are happy with their lives in their new villages. But, I believe that's everything. All the secrets there are to reveal. I'm so sorry that your village is putting you through this, but it really is the chance for a new life either way. So do you have any possible thoughts on a decision? Yeah. You'd like to come with me? Really? Do you truly mean it? I mean, are you truly sure that this is the choice that you wish to make? Oh my goodness, this is just, it's so wonderful. I promise you, you're gonna love your new life, our new life, together. So, since you're agreeing to become my husband, then that also means that we can become mates. We could become mates right now, if you'd like. No, I haven't ever mated before, although my friends did give me some advice. The location of my, womanhood is in the same place as it would be on a human female, I believe. If you look just down here, where the scales meet with the human part of me, that glistening slit there is, well, my opening. And if I spread it, then you can see my pinkness inside. And while that glistening isn't due to seawater, I should add. But, we should take things slowly first, I think. Yes? My friends told me that men enjoy breasts, and that I should let you touch my scales and fins. So let me just remove my seaweed garb. I hope their size is to your liking. You can just reach over and touch them if you like. You can touch any part of me that you like, husband. It feels so good to call you that. Oh, that feels very pleasant. I'm getting goosebumps. This is the first time I've ever been touched like this. And your hands on my hips feel so gentle. My skin feels very soft, doesn't it? I spent all of yesterday in an undersea hot spring. It does wonders for the skin. I can show you my favorite place to go once we return home. Oh, yes. You can touch my scales and my fins. It tickles a little, but they're smooth, aren't they? The luminescence they have isn't something I can control. It just happens naturally once it gets dark enough. The same goes for my Eska. That's the name of the light on my forehead. Oh, yes. You can touch it. Just be gentle. You think it looks pretty? Well, thank you. That's a very flattering thing for an angler mermaid to hear. Oh gosh, I've never had my face this close to a man's before. I've also never blushed this much before either. If it's not too much to ask, husband, maybe, perhaps kiss? I very much feel the urge to kiss you right now. I've never done it before, so I'm sorry if I'm a little sloppy. Goodness, that really was something. Your lips are so soft. I can tell that you'd like to touch my breasts too because you keep looking at them. I'd actually like for you to touch them, so why don't I lie down on the sand and you can lay beside me and we can face each other. That way you can touch my breasts and I could touch you too. I would very much like to explore my handsome new husband. Of course, just let me lie down. There we go. And now lay beside me. And please, touch me as you like. That's it. Touch and explore them all you want. These are the breasts of your new wife, after all. Your chest looks so handsome. You're the first man I've ever touched, you know? Oh, you don't know how handsome I thought you were when I first saw you. When I caught a glimpse of you as I entered the cave, even through that bright light, I could tell how handsome you were. I just got so nervous. Oh, your hands are so gentle. Oh gosh, my nipples sure have stiffened, haven't they? Any part of me you catch gets all tingly. And, well, I can't help but notice something down there is stiffening as well. I knew from the moment I saw you that I'd be happy to become your mate, and it seems my body entirely agrees. Can you see how flushed my body is becoming? And if I reach down to where my opening is, slide my fingers in just a little. You can see how wet I am. How ready to mate. I'm ready to be taken and become pregnant. Your manhood, may I touch it? Be very gentle, of course. My, it's fascinating. It feels so hot. It's so hard. And yet also so soft. More than that, it's so big. You seem to enjoy the feeling of me touching it. Would you enjoy it even more if I started caressing it? Like this, trailing my fingers from the very tip to the very base and back. Here, why don't I use wetness from between my legs? To help make my fingers slicker and just start stroking you like this. Yeah, it feels nice, doesn't it? It's quite slick, isn't it? The wetness I produce is very slick, as it is with all mermaids. It has to be, since we normally mate in the ocean, so it won't break down as easily from the salt in the water. Which is why I needed so little to get your manhood nice and slick. And please, keep touching my breasts. I found myself rather addicted to your touch. Goodness, Syrians feel wonderful. I love the way your manhood twitches in my hands, how hot it feels.
And I love your reaction whenever I twirl my finger around the head. Darling, will you kiss me more? Darling, your manhood, I want it inside of me. I'm so ready for it. I've never been more ready in my life. You'll be the first to push inside of me, and that's exactly how I want it. Here, just climb on top of me. Yes, just like that. Your manhood is already wet from my juices, so just push it inside the folds between the scales, right where I showed you. Mate with me, darling. I want to be yours. Oh, God. It feels even bigger now that it's inside of me. Please, please keep pushing it inside. Deeper. It's all right, my husband. I didn't spend all this time waiting for this moment just to take things slow. Please. Enter me completely. Take me. Just like that. I can feel you all the way inside. And you're so vigorous, just thrusting in and out of me from the start. So this is mating. Mating with a husband feels more incredible than I could have dreamed. All my nights I spent laying awake, pleasuring myself to what it may feel like. None of it could have compared to this. Your manhood just pushes in so deep. So deep it keeps hitting a place right in the back of me. Feels even better. Yes, husband, grab my breasts. Please, squeeze them. I can't wait to see them grow once you've given me a child. I'll help our child grow up to be healthy, younger mate. All I can do is cling to you. Every one of your thrusts shakes me to the core. You don't know how happy this makes me. How happy I am. Your husband, bring your face closer. I want to kiss more, but don't stop thrusting into me, please. Oh my God. Dear husband, I'm getting so close. Every time you hit that place all the way in the back of me, and the entrance to my womb, it brings me so much closer. I can feel your manhood swelling too. That must mean it's time. Please, when you release your seed, bury it all the way. The place you're hitting right at the entrance. This one, I'm so close. I'm so close. Please give me your seed. Please, I want your child. I want it so badly to be a mother, to be your wife. I want it so badly. I feel I'll go mad. Please, my love, come with me. Look deep into my eyes. My eyes glow for you. My heart beats for you. Let us come together. Please. Please. Please, husband. That's it. Hold yourself in me. Make sure you've let every last drop of it out. Husband, I must say, you're a fantastic mate. In all my wildest fantasies, I could never have imagined that lovemaking would be that wonderful. I can't stop trembling. I'm sure you never could have imagined when you entered this cave you'd be plunging yourself into the warm folds of a willing young mermaid. You gave me so much of your seed, I can feel it trickling inside of me. I'm absolutely going to become taken with your child. I truly can't express how thankful I am that you decided to come with me and to become my mate. Alright, why don't you slide out of me, darling? Be careful though, I'm still quite sensitive. Gosh, look at the mess we made. You're as vigorous a mate as you are handsome. You know, when I found out that I'd been selected to proposition a potential husband, I was overjoyed, but also nervous. I spent countless nights thinking of what I would say and how I would present myself to you. The whole mystical act was the best I could come up with, so I apologize if it frightened you. Your new life under the sea will certainly be different, and it will certainly take getting used to, but I'll be with you every step of the way. You'll never be alone in your new world or your new life. Now that the mating is done, I suppose it's time for us to go. As much as I'd love to lay here all night with my darling husband in my arms, we have a bit of traveling to do. All my friends and family will be very eager to meet you. And as to the way my spell works, it's actually quite simple. I merely kiss you underwater. And after that, you'll be able to breathe just as I can. And you'll be able to speak and hear my voice. So, my love, if you're ready, shall we go? Alright, here, let's remove this silly adornment of shells that your village made you wear. We'll leave it behind for them to find. And now, take my hand. Hold your breath when we go beneath the water until our lips touch. Then breathe in deeply. Ready? We'll go on three. One, two, three. In we go. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Now breathing shall be as easy below as it is above. It'll take time for your eyes to adjust to seeing underwater, so things are going to be blurry until they do. Until then, keep hold of my hand. And now, my love, off to our new life.